is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. The United States now has the most confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the entire world. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Johns Hopkins University's running tally shows more than 82,000 cases in America, more than Italy and China, where the virus originated. Even as cases at home surge, President Trump is looking for ways of easing his own administration's guidelines for slowing the virus's spread, citing the economic impact of closed businesses and laid-off workers.
Every day that we stay out, it gets harder to bring it back very quickly.
He's telling America's governors new guidelines are being developed to rate the virus spread risk in each county, so state and local officials can make their own calls on maintaining, boosting, or easing restrictions. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Spain's coronavirus lockdown was extended on Thursday to last until at least April 12th, as Europe's second worst-hit country struggled to tackle a fast increase in the death toll. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The country's national lockdown has been extended until at least April 12th, confining people to their homes except for essential trips with food, medicine, and work. Confirmed cases have jumped tenfold since the state of emergency was imposed on March 14th. And on Wednesday, Spain's death toll exceeded China's. Meanwhile, elsewhere in Europe, some have introduced new measures to tackle the spread of coronavirus. Russia will suspend international flights from Friday, and many European governments are seeking ways to ease food shortages, as fresh fruits and vegetables become increasingly scarce as the pandemic hampers the global movement of produce.
For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.